This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Civilization is based on win-win. Conquest is based on conquest. And after you sack the city, in a couple days, there's no cool fountains, there's no cool hot baths, there's no cool, you know, restaurants, there's no cool, temples, there's nothing. You've wrecked the civilization. Okay, you sacked it, you took control of it, you're like cancer, you killed it. And we've always had a balance, it's not a good balance, but there's always been a balance between tyranny and liberty, between Renaissance and conquest. And the globalists claimed, oh, we're bringing in the end of conquest. We're going to domesticate you. It's the opposite. That's just so they can prey on us and have the ultimate conquest over the species. The globalists acting like they're aliens or something. I mean, this is the craziest mental illness I've ever seen. But, of course, you look at the elites. They have the most unhappy kids, highest rates of suicide. They're not happy. It's blowing back on them. They think they're insulated from pissing on everybody.
No, it's like at every level, how much are you getting screwed, right? At every level, if you think about the reality of it, we're talking about health, so we'll get into this for a second. Someone goes to a store, and I was at CVS the other day. I saw someone checking out with a bowl of like ramen noodles and a Miller Lite, okay? And then they say, oh, what are you up to? And he goes, this is my dinner. And it was like a dollar, okay? Now, these people want to save money. People buy cheap stuff, right? But guess what? It's the corporations and government bodies that allow the absolute junk to be in it in the first place.
They actuary that to lower the quality of everything so you don't recognize and demand quality, and they write white papers admitting it. Here's a perfect example. In the 60s, the McDonald's con artist, there's a movie coming out about him, he said, we won't need people to clean up. We'll just put thank you and peer pressure, throw your thing away, claiming it keeps prices down. Instead, it stops entry-level people and creates a culture where everything's dirty and falling apart. It's the same deal. We get what we demand. We take care of old people. We hire 10 people. We don't not take care of grandma and then hire 10 people like Bill Gates says. He says, kill grandma, we'll hire 10 teachers. Bull crap. A guy that wants to kill your grandmother ain't going to take care of you, you dumb moron. Knock you upside your head.
Exactly. It's like being honorable is what actually happens and actually grows society.
Being honorable builds incredible civilizations.
And empowering other
people. But then it creates spoiled brats.
Yeah.
So how do you fix that paradox?
Well, I don't know how to fix paradox because the whole concept is now like, look, it used to be, we've talked about this before. Okay, you had to hunt for your food and you had to like go out and kill bears and defend yourself and build villages.
Those were noble
civilizations.
People.
And now it's like you're offended on Twitter and that's just as big of a deal to most people, right? So it's like as we've progressed so deeply and so greatly, we've also fallen into complete just a shell of our...
As we have more information than ever,
yeah.
The average trendy says there's no world government because NPR said so.
I think it's because we believe in this lie. I think we believe in the lie that basically, you know, it turns into a... It's like a farm, right? Instead of, like, actually cultivating ideas and growing things, it's true that people are actually now more treated like cattle because as... We have this wealth and rich society, whatever you want to call it, which is all kind of in shambles now, too. It's whoever is the most screwed up can dominate it. It's whoever is the most corrupt, whoever wants to milk the most people and, like, screw over everybody. But then we have someone like Hillary Clinton, who's the epitome and embodiment of all of that, and somehow...
And then she lectures us how we're greedy and bad because we want to build companies and hire people.
But we're bad for even talking about her issues and her crimes. Her true crimes.
Well, she's a woman. And again, they try that thing. Briefly, because I got you there to plug this. This really, you've been so excited about this last year, developing and getting with all the big organic producers, coming out with one of the biggest private organic firms in the country makes this. I'm really proud of this product. If somebody wants the ultimate hair, nails, skin formula, BioPCA, $19.95. I thought it was $39.95. I mean, I guess we're normally discounted down to
$29.95. Yeah, we actually have introductory pricing right now, $19.95. Because
so that's all. I keep saying I have 100% markup. That's not even 50%.
No, it's because...
So this is introductory. You're the one running all this stuff. So
all this is the epitome of everything you just said. Instead of screwing people over, instead of giving them junk, we're going to give them the actual best stuff for the lowest prices. It's not BS. It's not some scam thing like, oh, we're going to lowest prices. It's the real deal. And that's why we're impassioned about it. And that's where...
Well, that's our religion.
Yeah.
And then we want you to go show this to dermatologists and people around you. They're going to go, what the hell? This was $19.95? Because I thought we had 100% markup at $39 and we were going off to $29. I didn't know. I missed it. You guys went to $19.95?
Yep.
Okay, well, then this is like almost at cost, folks. So it's a loss leader introduction. We're so excited about it. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Anthony. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, how long is it going to last, though?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, one of the best parts of having this job is I get to talk to great Americans like Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who still advises Congress and does a lot of other things that are obviously not public, but it's just a super patriot who, back after 9/11, testified to Congress in private and then also in public about how there was a stand-down to not kill bin Laden and a 9/11 stand-down, basically. And Sybil Evans came out and backed up what he said. He went through a lot. They tried to prosecute him. That turned out to be false. He smiled through the whole thing, never really complained. He's a best-selling author. And he, day one, along with our other sources, he didn't give us classified info, but he pointed us where to look. He got a lot of heat for that. He came out and exposed what really happened at Benghazi and what he said 4 years ago here on the broadcast turned out to be dead on. So we'll give you his website, his Twitter, his Facebook, and more. But he's just one of the visible patriots who ran the army-wide program against Al-Qaeda. He's one of the visible people, like an iceberg tip, out there in the different military groups and the different agencies that are patriots. And I've always said our government's our biggest problem and our best asset in that America's still there. Bill of Rights is still there. Good people are still there. It's special interests that have hijacked the country that are the problem. But on average, it's our military. I'm not lionizing them. It's just a fact that is the most awake and aware of what's happening, and it's our military that said no to backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and is now basically forced a program to engage them, and they're being defeated. A lot of that's, you know, super secret, and it's very, very fluid. But we have seen the chairman of the Joint Chiefs come out and say, we can put up a no-fly zone, but that'll cause World War III. So we've got a lot of jockeying going on with Obama and Hillary with the election 4 days out. I appreciate him coming on to tell us as much as he can that is classified off open source of, because I get really concerned that they might pull something as a distraction with this election. They might, they've been saber-rattling with Russia, who I know, 4 years after he told us about it, Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, came out and was military to military, was the headline in the London Review of Books and the New Yorker Magazine about how our military didn't engage in mutiny, it just ignored Obama and Hillary and just did not aid ISIS and Al-Qaeda and gave Russia the intel. Obama was faced to get behind it after he was embarrassed. This is unprecedented. Talk about books should be written. No one really knows about this. So Colonel Schaefer has been at the heart of this from the beginning. He doesn't like to say that. He doesn't want the attention because they come after him. But, again, he's one of those people, like you talk about with Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, coming out and speaking out about the soft counter coup against the globalists trying to take over this country. So, my friend, good to have you on. I appreciate all you've done.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me. It's good. Always an honor to speak to you. And, look, you're spot on. I think there are patriots amongst us who are trying to do the best they can. And ironically, as you mentioned, regarding Able Danger, yes, those who served in the project have quietly gone back into service and are doing everything they can to protect the country. I'm one of those like they. I don't believe there's an expiration date on our oath of office. And I think once you take that oath, it's kind of a commitment to life and for life, and you've got to take it seriously. And to your point, I was over, since we last spoke, I was over in England at the University of Warwick on a panel on something called Question Time with Suzanne Evans, by the way, who's the spokesman for the Brexit movement. And one of the notable things about my visit there and about the whole Brexit situation is I think there's some deep parallels that resulted from the Brexit vote and the people of England saying enough is enough of this global idea and lack of accountability. We don't believe we should be, you know, ruled by people on the continent who are not accountable to our needs. So I'd like to believe that the very thing you said is that there's an effort for people to recognize that their freedoms, their ideals, the culture we live in, where we teach independent thought, independent action, but accountability of action is being lost in this larger attempt to establish essentially a global perspective on everything. And I think, again, the Brexit issue, the Brexit vote, went in the way of the independent-minded, and I think we are now facing a very similar set of choices between Ms. Clinton, who is clearly pro open borders, pro world government, lack of accountability. I mean, I don't know of anyone who's been less accountable in their entire life than Ms. Clinton, versus Donald Trump, who I think is someone who's actually had to be someone who's worked, who's developed, who's seen results from his own sweat equity, and has actually, you know, his success is ingrained, is built into the landscape of New York, Washington, and yeah, America. So there's a very clear choice here to be made, and I think it's one the American people must make very carefully.
Now, looking at this, you obviously bucked the system early on to expose what happened and were able to survive it. Most can't. You were a trailblazer in that. Looking now, I was told a week before this latest FBI probe by a former high-level CIA operative, I'll just leave it at that, but even beyond that, even deep state, and they said, watch, it's going to be reopened. The FBI is in rebellion. We already knew that, but he said, watch, the next week it happened. He said, then watch what happens with the NYPD and with this whole situation with Wiener. It ties into Epstein, and I'm seeing it all happen. And quite frankly, I don't want to say it's frightening, but to really realize this isn't talk, this is a real move by patriots to let Hillary and the globalists know, look, you better watch out. We're going to bring everything out. And I'm told there's even worse stuff they're about to bring out. So I'm just wondering what these globalists that have hijacked the country are going to do when they're faced down by people that aren't scared of them and are basically calling their bluff. I mean, because this is just, what I'm told is there is a literal war going on inside the government right now. And people that told me this, I'm now seeing it manifest. I mean, it's confirmed.
Well, Alex, you know, we talked about this in our last interview with my book talking about this very issue 4 years ago that it was coming. So, yeah, I think several groups, and I'm not unique. I mean, I'm one of the folks I think have picked up on this trend early, that there's a great deal of people who have recognized this slow boiling frog effect of the loss of our rights, this overabundance of taxation, this overabundance of control. And look, I don't know if your audience is aware of this. I actually have a degree in environmental studies. I'm one of the few conservatives who actually has taken the time to study what the left puts out regarding climate change and that sort of thing. And it's a complete grab of control. It's all about grabbing control, not saving humanity. So I think there's been a movement behind the scenes, both at the large level and the small level, of people who have taken the oath of office and are taking their responsibilities very seriously. So to your point regarding NYPD, regarding the Federal Bureau of Investigation's work, other things behind the scenes, there are a lot of people who know exactly what's going on. And Alex, this WikiLeaks thing, this ain't the Russians. I think people start, you know, Judge Napolitano, my friend Judge Napolitano, did a video, which I'll refer to you all to look at, where he talks about he believes that the source of all this is actually retired members of our own government.
Well, I've been told by William Binney 6 months ago, the former head of technical NSA, that he knows that's the case. Now the former British ambassador was at a meeting in the U.S. and was actually told who did it. So I mean, I know we don't want to actually let out who's done it, because I've talked to folks that actually know who, but let me bring this up, because why, and I'm not saying this because you were in the Army or in the Army, and the other services are great, but why is it over and over again the Army in this whole internal deal seems to be the main group resisting the globalist takeover? I mean, out of all the groups doing it, it does seem to be the Army and then also Defense Intelligence as a whole and General Flynn are at the heart of this resistance.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it's not just the Army. I think the Marines are behind this a lot more than people acknowledge. The Marines are a little bit smaller and they're doing what they can. But
well, look at Smedley Butler, absolutely.
Right. So I think what we've seen here is that, let me speak philosophically for a moment. Warriors truly seek not to go to war. I think we are all very reluctant, especially those who have seen the havoc and death which comes both to innocent and guilty in war. And so I think all of us have recognized the need to try to forego and prevent conflict rather than embrace it. And once you've come to that as an understanding, you see politicians like Hillary Clinton, who are the first to try to use the military for purposes of political
gain. And then she makes jokes about it.
Absolutely. So I think you see both the brother-in-arms concept of all of us who have come through this trial by fire, working to establish work, which I believe is in the best interest of the American people. I'm sorry, Ms. Clinton does not speak for the American people. She does not speak for working together. She actually works to be very divisive, very dismissive as well, of the idea of doing the right thing for the American people. So I think you see this, it's like a tide of concern, a group of concerned veterans, concerned military officers who have always recognized it is our responsibility to defend the country. And let me say this in parallel. Both the Egyptian military and the Pakistani military have been essentially set aside and designed to be the protectors of those constitutions. The Egyptians, as we saw, have defended their government several times against the extremists. I mean, they removed President Morsi from power because he was.
And that's my next point. Why would Hillary and Obama, on record and CNN, all back the Muslim Brotherhood, that's basically Al-Qaeda light, to blow up hundreds of churches, to attack the government, to destroy their economy? Why would we remove our allies there? What is behind this?
Well, that's an excellent question. I just came out of a meeting. I'm literally in the same room I was in the meeting regarding the Muslim Brotherhood as being a primary topic. Look, the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization. I met with Egyptian Chief of Intelligence General Al-Tuhimi on this back in 2013. And Alex, he made the point brilliantly that the Muslim Brotherhood is not simply an Egyptian problem. It is a global problem. And they are the underlying foundation for Al-Qaeda and ISIS and other extremist groups. They simply...
That's right. They're the recruiting and funding arm. And they're the main group, from my research, if I'm wrong, here's a world expert. Aren't they the main group behind the invasion of Africa?
Yeah, absolutely. They are doing everything they can to destabilize central government. So when we recognize this, and when you see Ms. Clinton and Mr. Obama warming up to them, you need to ask the hard questions. We've asked these hard questions. Members of Congress, I deal with my friend Louis Gohmert all the time on this. Louis is completely correct in his assessment that there are issues that we have to defend and work that are literally...
Sure. Well, Colonel Faber, let's expand on that. I mean, Google brags that 5 years ago they helped quarterback with the intelligence, with the electronic signals to manipulate and fund the Arab Spring and launch it. So who are the elements in our government, I know you know this, so I'd like you to talk about it, that are actually behind a Muslim Brotherhood takeover of the Middle East, allied with Saudi Arabia? What type of insane group does that?
One of the most insane things I know directly is that this guy named Jim Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, actually opened an office of outreach within the ODNI. Now, think about this, Alex. The office of the central office of our intelligence community opens an office of outreach to work with them. That's how insane this got. And Mike Flynn, our friend Mike, Mike, we talked about this. Mike has publicly acknowledged that he was ordered to send arms into Syria to help arm the elements which are supposed to be resisting and helping remove President Assad from power. But it turned out that those arms went to Muslim Brotherhood and other elements which were the precursors of ISIS. So again, and Mike did not do this willingly. He did it as he was ordered to do it. So I think if you just simply, Alex, if you simply look at the facts without emotion, there's a very clear leaning and support by our government for an organization which we know to be terrorist-related and declared a terrorist organization by multiple Middle Eastern countries.
And that was the breaking point. 4 years ago, for our military, as you said, across the board, the Marines, the Army, you name it. And out of that, now we see the overall resistance, the attempt to bring these people into our country. What is the point of bringing 5 million into Europe, hundreds of thousands into the U.S.? Hillary wants a 550% increase. Why would we bring in 80% military-age men from the most unstable places in the world?
Well, two reasons. I mean, she has said publicly, Ms. Clinton has said publicly, she really admires Angela Merkel. Well, what does that tell you? Ms. Merkel is responsible for destabilizing Germany in a country that did not have the capacity. She brought in a million plus refugees, immigrants. I call them immigrants. This is actually a migration, Alex. Exactly. And now Germany is destabilized. I mean, it is not the country it was just 3 years ago because of this onslaught. So what does that tell you? If Ms. Clinton is saying, I want to do the same thing as Angela Merkel has done, That's what she intends to do. She's not bluffing. She's not speaking politically.
Sure, so what is the end game of the socialists? They just have such a hatred for the West. They think, hey, it'll be fun. Let's bring in Europe-wide 5 million jihadis.
That's what's going to happen. And it does two things. First, it then gives the government more authority to, quote-unquote, do security. Oh, my goodness, we are insecure. We have to protect you. So, Alex, it's a version of that disease where you injure your kids and then you want to be the one who solves them. It's the
Munchausen by proxy.
I've done it at the international level. So what happens is you create this underclass who will always vote for you. These people come in, their gratitude is going to be with the party who brings them in, the Democrats. You then, by doing it, you create this permanent underclass, and then at the same time, you're creating chaos to the level that requires government intervention. It requires DHS to expand its powers. It requires the government to call for the federalization of local police forces. It actually does a number of things they seek to do.
Exactly. So the radical Muslim threat is real, but liberal governments are bringing them in as the false flag to then take control of the society. Now, I've been asking the questions. We've only got 5 minutes left. And Colonel Schaefer, you're the real expert on what's happening globally. What is your gut level, and what's the other intel you've got on this election? Trump's ahead in all the battlegrounds, the real polls. They're doing oversampling of 9 to 20 points, on average about 12 for Hillary. And I'm not just saying this is wishful thinking. It looks like a landslide for Trump, even on the Electoral College. Democrats don't like her, but she's still confident. We've got evidence of election fraud coming in. What are your concerns about the election and other points?
There's been study put forth the last couple of days about how there's only been 31 instances of people being caught voting illegally. Alex, that's completely a false premise. If people don't have IDs, how do you verify if there's been fraud or not? It's not possible. The reference group you're going to is not going to voluntarily tell you, yeah, I didn't have an ID and I voted twice. It's not possible to determine.
There's zero enforcement. The Democrats admit they want illegals to vote.
Exactly. So this is the other issue. So I think there's a great potential for that. My advice to your audience, use paper ballots. Make sure that you have a record, a hard copy record. I've been putting this out to everybody I talk to. Go the old fashioned way until we can get the system fixed, because there's all sorts of electronic manipulation that can happen. There's been instances I've seen where people push a button and it votes for the candidate. So buyer beware. Secondly, regarding the trend, look, a lot of friends of mine who have followed election trends for a long time see this shaping up just like the Carter-Reagan run in 1980. A lot of the same dynamics are now at play. And clearly, Carter was seen as an establishment candidate. He was, and there was a big backlash against the establishment candidate. And clearly, Trump is a big backlash against the establishment, which is, I think, overdue. So I think if things run the way I think others have predicted them, and I tend to agree with these views, I think we may be seeing 1980 all over again right now.
I agree. In the 4 minutes we've got left, I know you're not even trying to pitch your book, but let's go back to it. It came out a few years ago. I read it, where you, I know you can't put obviously classified stuff in a nonfiction book. I'm not saying you did that with this book, but I tell you, wow, did it come true. How in the world did you write that book? Because 4 years ago, I mean, none of this was even on the radar for me, at least.
Well, there's two things. First, Alex, I saw, as many did, this rising Mexican nationalism, which was attempting to essentially say that, hey, there's no difference between the America and Mexico. We should, and by the way, there's this thing called the Zapatistas, this movement to that calls for the return of the Southwest border states to Mexico.
Aslan.
I just thought that. Right. And so I saw that as a potential weak point within our own thinking, that people aren't thinking this thing through. But I see these migrants coming in, demonstrating that they have no respect for our culture, for our flag. And that was something I just noted as someone who studies trends and threats. So I put that together with some of what we've seen happen regarding this globalist attitude. A certain place that you visited, I watched with great amusement when I wrote the book regarding meetings of the elites and having certain ideas of what they think is best. And you put that together with some of the other things that I know have gone on in other places. We turned it into a work of fiction. But with that said, everything in that book has elements of the truth embedded. It's just we've rearranged it for purposes of both good reading, but also as a warning. So that was why I wrote the book, Alex. I told you at the time, I think you were a bit skeptical, but I said, look, this is supposed to be a warning to the American people that there are things that could happen that they need to be aware of, and that was my interest. I don't have a lot of time to write fiction. As you know, I'm very busy doing real things, so when I write something, I tend to do it for purposes of informing, and frankly, you and I both know the best way to inform sometimes is to entertain.
People, I agree. When I say skeptical, a few years ago when we talked about it, it's not that I didn't believe what you were saying was accurate. It's just it's so crazy that the elite run the U.S., and they run Europe. Why do they want to wreck it if they're already in charge? But they fundamentally don't like what it stands for. They want to mount the head on the wall. It's really a very, vandalistic, what do you call it, psychologically?
I think it's something that they didn't create, and therefore they want to destroy for purposes of reestablishing it in their own image. I mean, it's a very ego-driven, very egocentric, dare I say, narcissistic point of view. This is why you see President Obama apologizing for the good the America's done over the past 200 years. That's why you see Ms. Clinton saying that, hey, we're doing okay being number two. Really? Well, let me tell you something. As much as you and I agree, I don't believe in aggressive war. There are things we stand for as a nation, which is the gold standard.
Plus, they're the ones launching all the illegal wars that aren't right. They're the ones. Here's the deal. America's got a lot of problems, but you look at the history, we have been exceptional because of the liberty and freedom. We need to expand that. And so they sit, and then they're the ones that are the worst managers ever. And then they blame America for what they've done. It's incredible.
Right. Absolutely. That's the point, is that they have gone out to do everything they can to diminish our role, our leadership, and frankly, being a guidepost or beacon of how to live. My close friend Bruce Fine has talked about how we should be an example we wish to help people emulate, not an example we wish to inflict on others. And this is where we differ with Hillary and the neocons, some of the other folks. They wish to go on and invade and somehow believe, going into Libya, removing Gaddafi, you're going to see democracy spring forth. It's not possible. Any culture has
that. Plus, you can't make a deal with him, have him come in out of the dark, democratize, and then kill him. That, right. The dishonor is making the deal and setting him up. You want to knock him out, do it. Don't make a deal and stab him in the back.
And that's exactly what happened. So this is one of those things I like to think we would agree upon. We as the Americans have a great society based on the fact that we have, as you said, what makes us exceptional is the fact we have individual liberty. We have the ability to think for ourselves. And I think that's what we should be seeking, to help others seek that for themselves and encouraging it. We cannot
that's
give
right.
it to
We're
them.
Out of time. Thank you for the time. Tony-Schaefer.com. Find all his books online, Twitter, Facebook, and more. Thank you so much. We really appreciate
you. Thank you, sir.
We'll find out about the election soon and talk to you after that. We'll be back with the latest election news straight ahead. Powerful interview. I'm Alex.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Not bragging, folks. It's fact. As of broadcast today, 18 million people.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Convention.
18 million people.
And the heart of the resistance.
Have watched on our video stream since yesterday.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
You're listening.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And it's not that I'm that good. It's that people are that hungry for freedom. A very humble man is about to join us. Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman. The modern progenitor of the modern liberty movement that Donald Trump is driving right now and in control of. He always says, it's not about me, I'm just a focal point of this. And he was known as Dr. No, because he would never vote on things that weren't 100% constitutional. And I respect that. But there's a paradox here, and we'll talk to him in one moment, and then get into the whole waterfront and where we go after this election and the great work he and his son and others are doing at Campaign for Liberty. But there is a paradox when the whole establishment's against Donald Trump. We know he's not perfect. God, far from it. I wish he had Ron Paul's brain. but obviously the system doesn't want him. So it's a major move against them. And I just want to get his view on that out of the gates here in just a moment. And I just love what they're doing with multimedia and all the stuff they've launched. That's the future. 18 million people just on our streams on Facebook and YouTube, just since yesterday, 18 million people. Folks, I want to have 100 million by tomorrow. Imagine how that, you throw that in the face of CNN. They're having peak ratings right now, even though they've been plunging, kind of a dead cat bounce. They're only getting about a million people watching an hour. They're a joke, people. Again, it's not that we're that good, they're that bad. So this is a referendum on the establishment. And it's got to feel good to Ron Paul. I'm going to talk to him here in just one moment. What a lonely guy, 20-something years ago, couldn't get one co-sponsored audit the Fed. Now it's a household word. People know it's the enemy. They understand it. So what an American hero we're about to talk to briefly. Buckley Hammond, about 6 months in the making. We have the free app, Infowars.com/app, the audio, the video feeds, the free podcast, all of it's on there. But we now are launching. You're going to be back in the next hour to talk about it more. On Election Day, you are now launching the paid app so people can actually support the broadcast. And it's revolutionary because all of our reporters will do live feeds just to the app. I'll do special reports every day just to the app or die trying. And it'll be archived. Then we're going to add other auxiliary reporters to the app, people we trust around the country to do reports live that are archived. A lot of technology goes into it. It's also got discounts on it. Where you get to 50% off on many of the items, our best sellers, at cost. So you get the app, it's very inexpensive, and you save the money the first day on items at InfoWarsStore.com, and you're funding the revolution of liberty. So briefly, as I want to get to Dr. Paul, who we just got on the Skype line here, the satellite, briefly, get into that new app, Buckley, how folks get it.
Absolutely. As everybody knows here at InfoWars, we are on the front lines of the information war. And as anybody can tell, the mainstream media has been completely in the bag for the globalists. And so we're doing everything that we can. We're adding all the weapons to our arsenals that are possible that are out there. And what we've developed is a brand new app. It's called InfoWars Prime. It's available on iOS and also Android phones. And essentially what it is it's an insider look behind the scenes to everything that happens here at InfoWars, and also direct deep discounts that are available only on this app. And right now, for a limited time, we have an introductory subscription rate of only $4.49 a month. That's $44.99 a year. That's half off the standard rate. And the app will pay for itself with the unprecedented exclusive deals available only in the app. So go look for InfoWars Prime on either the iTunes Store or the Android Store and download this app, sign up for the subscription, and you will see lots of behind-the-scenes videos from Alex Jones, myself, all the reporters, and on-the-scenes videos. And
there are going to be dozens and dozens and dozens of things a day. We're going to put so much energy into this. This is going to be gigantic. It's going to be what it is like it's a YouTube for us, okay? It's really a YouTube for live streaming and archives. And it's just as good as YouTube, and it's our own platform. It is the future. A lot of work went into this. It's a game changer. $4.95 a month. Infowars.com/app. Download the free app, and right there on the free app, you can sign up and pay $4.95 a month and get the upgraded app. Buckley, we will talk to you again soon. By the way, you've been spearheading this for a year in development. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, he's only with us for 20 minutes till the end of the hour. Former Congressman Ron Paul, I already introduced him, the Omnibudsman of Liberty. Dr. No, the guy that never compromised with tyranny. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Alex.
I could ask a lot of questions, but just out of the gates, what do you think of this election?
I think it's chaos. I think it's a reflection of where we are economically speaking, where we are monetarily speaking, where we are on our foreign policy. Totally chaotic. The people are angry and upset, but I don't think they've quite figured out exactly where the problem is. They don't think in philosophic terms. They think in political terms. The problem is not political. The political chicanery that goes on is a reflection of bad philosophy. Whether it comes to economic policies, this whole idea of Keynesian economics, it's a failure just as socialism has failed. Our system has failed, and people don't quite see it that way. Inflationism has failed. The central banking ideas have failed, and the foreign intervention has failed. And yet they still think of details of, well, maybe we need a better manager. Maybe we ought to do it this way, that way. We shouldn't go into this country. We should go into this other country. We shouldn't spend so much money here. No, they miss the whole point. that what we need is an understanding of what true liberty is all about and why that's an individual matter. It's not collective. And quite frankly, I spend my time talking to young people because I think that's what we need. We need an educated new generation that will be more intense on relying on liberty rather than relying on the political process where they're trying to get one advantage over another.
Do you have any predictions for this election that we're now in?
No, my prediction is that not a whole lot is going to change. I think the momentum is so great. There's a lot of good intentions out there. But I think that the spending is going to continue. I think the printing of money is going to continue. The deficits are going to continue. I've become cynical over the many decades I've been involved. I mean, even if you go back to the Ronald Reagan era, I was so excited about that. I was a supporter of his in 1976. And yet, when he was in, the debt went up, the spending went up. And, when the Congress finally was controlled by Republicans and the Senate and the presidency, guess what? We spent more money than the Democrats.
That's
so
right.
I'm rather cynical about the whole thing. The momentum is great. And as much as we look toward, and I certainly do look toward the positive side of the people waking up, there's a lot of people out there that want government. And I think the result of this election will be that probably 97% of the members of Congress are going to be reelected. You know, it's going to be pretty much the status quo. And I think we have more work to do in the intellectual sphere, the understanding of economic policy, the understanding of the nature of money, and then that will eventually be reflected in our members of Congress. You mentioned in the introduction that I've done some work on the Federal Reserve, but I worked hard in the Congress, especially when I interviewed the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board on various occasions. But my approach was to reach the people outside of Washington. So it was changing their understanding and their minds. It finally got to the congressmen. Then they finally voted for the, you know, at least in the House, they voted to.
Well, sure. We're starting to see reform that seemed impossible. And the reason I go there is this. I know you're a purist. That's why I respect you. And you've always stuck by your guns. And that's the way to do it. But expanding on that, I mean, you've got the best voting record probably anybody, you know, since Thomas Jefferson. But if we expand on that, the incredible awakening, people know about the TPP, they know about globalism, they know about vote rigging, they know about the Federal Reserve. What is it like to watch Trump? And I know he's not perfect, bad on tortures, iPhones, you know, surveillance. He doesn't get a lot of internet stuff. I mean, he admits he's kind of a troglodyte when it comes to technology. But what is it like to see the movement that Barry Goldwater and the Liberty Movement and you grew, the American people grew? Undoubtedly, Trump is a libertarian-style insurrection into the Republican Party. They see it as outside. They're trying to reject it. The libertarians have been taken over by the Democrats and Republicans. They've got Johnson and the other guy, basically endorsing Hillary. That's outrageous. So all I'm saying is not an approval of – I'm not trying to get an endorsement of Trump. I'm saying what is it like for you to see the Liberty Movement basically in the hands of Trump with Breitbart and others, and I think Breitbart are good folks, intending to fight on even if this election's stolen. All I'm saying is coexisting as original patriots, like yourself, how do you see that coexisting with what's happened with Trump?
Well, you admit that he's not perfect, and I'm in the business of trying to present the case for liberty and not water it down. And those who are more involved in politics back and forth, and they say, well, a little watering down, a little acceptance, a little bit of hope, a little bit of prayer. I don't have any gripes with that. But I think you have to be realistic that where are we today under those circumstances? And if you water it down a little bit, you know, I used to say when I was campaigning, you know, if you talk about food stamps for the rich or the poor, and you say, well, there's people in need, so we have to help them out. But there's only 3% of the people who need help. So let's give help to 3% of the people. You give up 100% of the principles that you're dealing with. So that's why if you water it down a little bit and understand it, and if you're a political activist and you love this party stuff and you have high hopes, yeah, get people involved. But the only benefit comes from people changing their minds and their understanding that people's attitudes have to be so sound that they reflect on the members of Congress. I don't think the people in Congress, you know, in hopes that they will change their position a little bit, that all of a sudden the people are going to wake up. Right now, there's too many people. I had a lot of young people that came out during my campaign. But, you know, it was I was more discouraged by the fact that Bernie Sanders got bigger crowds and he says, I'm a socialist. So I knew, boy, my work is cut out for myself. You know, there's this. So I'm dealing in that area of changing people's minds, because, quite frankly, I think that if we have an intellectual discussion between what free market is and socialism, that we can win this. I also work under the impression that getting 51% to vote one way or the other isn't the important thing. You need 8% of the people who are the thought leaders in the country, the people who write the books and write the magazine, and people like you that have an access, to the public. They're the ones who have to understand it. So I'm too discouraged about, nitpicking and changing a thing here, this policy here, except this isn't good. A little protectionism doesn't hurt anything.
No, we've got to change the whole system. We got to change the whole fraudulent system.
Yes.
Ron Paul is our guest.
We've got to change the minds of the people. That's what's happened. And you can only do that one person at a time.
Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com. You've got so many great sites, TV shows, radio shows. I hear it all over the radio. It's wonderful to almost see you freer now that you're not in Congress than you were before to really educate.
Yes, and I feel good about it. There's still an audience. Most people, when they leave Congress, the Alex Jones of the world, they don't call you up anymore. But still, there are people that are interested, and I am pleased, and I have to admit it, that if they're interested in what I'm saying, the most flattering thing that I had in Washington was I went my own way. I didn't try to think that I could fight with them and change their minds or give great speeches, but I would vote if it happened to be by myself. I would do it in a quiet, steady way. But every once in a while, a member of Congress would come up and sit down beside me, because I'd all be by myself voting, and he would say, why do you do that? Which was a sincere question. So one person at a time like that, and a few of them change their ways, and they become much more interested in
libertarian. Well, that's the point. You did something with no support. You did something with no support in Congress, and really changed the paradigm to a great extent, to at least have a national debate. And that's why I model myself just historically off seeing what you and others have done. With the wind blowing in your face over time, you end up turning the tables. And getting back to Trump, because it's obviously the big phenomenon, the election right now, the biggest reason I've supported him is so that I could also sit there and point out things that were wrong. And I've seen Trump actually change when he sees something is wrong, if it's actually genuine and not from the establishment. But obviously, looking at Trump, because obviously people want to know what Ron Paul thinks about this, the entire establishment, the communist Chinese, the socialist Pope, the Mexican presidents, all the big corrupt combines, the Republican Party machinery that has attacked you and tried to destroy you. I mean, you know a man by his enemies, and Dr. Paul, Trump has the same enemies you had, the same enemies I have, and they are so opposed to him. I think that's undoubtable. So what do you think of that, and what do you think that signifies?
Well, I think what you're doing is fine and dandy, and you make those points, and you can make inroads, but my approach has been different. I take it out of the personalities. I never wanted, I bet you can't find anything I've ever said on the House floor about, the President of the United States is a bum. Or are saying the Democrats are, the fall, and it's all the fall of the Democrats. No, I'm always going to be talking about changing people's minds about why printing money is lousy, why fighting wars overseas is bad, and not.
No, I got it. You are a gentleman who is reaching out to people trying to change them, and Trump is more of a bull in a China cabinet.
I think that's the case, and hopefully that there's room for both ways of changing things. Because, I sort of enjoy the idea, though I never became a Trump supporter. I enjoyed the idea that right now we're winning on some of these issues. One is that it's a little bit more popular to challenge political correctness than it was a few years ago. And I think the American people are waking up. They're so sick and tired of that.
Bingo, bingo. That's what I'm saying, Dr. Paul. is that Trump has taken what you built and others built and we built and magnified it. There's some imperfections there, but I think I just heard you right. You said I'm kind of a Trump supporter on the fact that he's made it okay to have free speech and stand up against the bullying of the PC crowd?
Okay, well, no, I'm glad that has happened, but I see it in a different sense, because I use it in a different fashion. I would say, well, who uses which bathroom is a private property issue. We need to deal with the issue of privacy. Why do governments own these things? Why in the world would we be talking about this? Because people can't walk into our houses and decide who's
going to use our bathroom. Why is the government involved? No. Businesses should have whatever they want. You want to have the same sex?
So
you
want to
have
them separate? I want them to use the total principle of freedom, property rights, voluntary contracts, non-aggression principle. I want to always emphasize the philosophic underpinnings of what we're talking about. And you're dealing, you know, with sure. one of the specifics, and you will go a certain way politically. But I've lost any enthusiasm for thinking that, you know, if we get a few more people in Congress, next year we're going to have a balanced budget. No, that's not going to happen. I never really believed it. Never went there with the intention. Went there as a surprise because I didn't think anybody would vote for me if I took this position of you know, saying that government should be very, very small.
Sure. You well, know, you know Nigel Farage.
You take on everybody.
You know who Nigel Farage
yes,
is of
I know
UKIP.
Him well. Sure.
And he said on air before that your work inspired him 20-something years ago, and that when a lot of folks he would go speak to in England back when their party was tiny were listeners of yours and listeners of mine. So all I'm saying is it's got to feel good to know that you've affected elections in Europe, that the libertarian ideas, the von Mises Institute that you've been quarterbacking are having big effects. All I'm saying is Trump is basically, at his core, adopting all of that. I don't think he's so much political as he is just kind of, you know, like a, you know, promoter where he agrees with, you know, a lot of folks he's around and says nice things to crowds he's with. But at his core, I know he really respects you. He's told me that personally. He said it in public. And I'm sad that, you know, Rand and he got in fights and things, but both people did things that were probably not too good. But that happens in the political campaign. All I'm saying is if a Donald Trump got elected and you had a free hand, would you be an advisor? Would you be the head of the Treasury? Or are you done?
Well, no, he's not going to, because I'm dealing on a different level. I'm dealing in the theoretical and the philosophic, and I don't think he's there. He picks up bits and pieces, and he uses it, and when it seems to be beneficial, yes, he'll use it. I mean, if somebody asks me a question, I'm not going to turn them down. But just as, you know, I was pleased when I got one or two or three members of Congress asked me a serious question.
Well, I know for a fact.
You know, I didn't have the John Boehners of the world come and say, Ron, I think what we need sure. is for you to be, you know, chairman of the committee. No, they had to work very hard to keep me ever from getting any.
No, but with Trump, it's different. Because what I'm telling you is I know now the inside baseball. Before he and Rand got in all those spats, he was looking at Rand as a VP, and I know for a fact he respects you and was wanting to talk to you about economic policy. So, I mean, and it's not patronizing. I'm telling you, you know, that Donald Trump really, really, really thinks you know what you're talking about. And I get he's wrong on interest rates and things. You know, he's saying keep them low. I think we have to say they should go up. I mean, obviously, the point is he's open to it. He really wants to make the country successful. He understands we have unfair trade deals. And I think that's why the elite are against him, is he's not out to get the people. He wants prosperity. Now, Ron Paul wants prosperity,
yeah,
too.
But that's not where I am. I'm trying to change attitudes that would support him to do the right things rather than me saying, well, if I support Trump or say this and this and sort it all out, that's a political thing. What I want to do is go out and get people to understand, you know, exactly the philosophy behind it and why you have to reject the authoritarianism of the government. And so when he's right on those issues, he's going to have more support. It would be much more valuable for him to have support of tens of thousands of people that may have been educated.
No,
in
I get it. You're not about the political.
Schools.
You're all about the right philosophical economic move.
Matter of fact, I think it's 90% of everything that we do. And I was in politics, but I was in politics for participating in the educational opportunity. That's also, Alex, the reason why I have a homeschooling organization. Nobody knows a whole lot about
it. I was
going
to bring that up next. Take our children out of the system. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, and Gary North and Tom Woods helped me start this, and they have a fantastic thing going. And quite frankly, it's not gigantic. It's we don't have the numbers that you have, but systematically, more and more, the public school system is terrible. And this whole thing of political correctness, it's all in the public system. So I think more and more people, I think if we lose our rights to property rights to have our private school system,
I agree.
I mean, then we're in real trouble. But as long as we have that, and more people are going to come because people are sick of the government school system. So that's where I'm optimistic, and some people have told me that's probably one of the most positive things that I'm doing at this point.
Well, by the way, you say your own homeschooling
philosophy.
Sure, your own homeschooling deal has got a lot of people signed up to it, but the homeschooling movement itself is exploding. Folks can find out more at RonPaulLibertyReport.com. Let me ask you this then. What is your gut on this election? I mean, he's ahead in battleground states. They keep oversampling Democrats 10, 15, 20 points. They've been caught in WikiLeaks, fixing polls, getting questions beforehand, rigging things. We know a lot of hanky-panky happened to you when you'd be winning in New Hampshire and places. What's your gut about the election tell you?
Well, I haven't relied on my gut too much.
Sure, what's the analysis?
I look at the financial markets, and unfortunately, the financial markets this last couple of days went against Trump. Because, the way they were responding, they thought, oh, Hillary won something. So therefore, what is so sad is that because it was interpreted Hillary won something with the director of the FBI coming out, that the markets, which are supposed to be free markets and capitalism, they responded with glee. The stock market skyrocketed nearly 400 points. That, to me, is a sad state of affairs.
That, well, that shows the control, but now there's some jitters. Now there's some jitters is my point. So you're thinking of Hillary.
Yeah. Well, right now, I'm saying the markets think that. I think that right now, I'm not predicting. I'm not betting any money. I did a program today on my program that said the momentum. I just tried to describe where the momentum is after this election is over and I didn't pick a winner, that we are still going to spend more money. We're going to get bigger government. Taxes will not go down. The troops won't be
coming
home.
I agree, but the awakening momentum. But the awakening momentum has never been bigger. So let me ask you this in closing, then. Dr. Ron Paul's our guest. Looking at this, I mean, just looking at Hillary, she's so bad. She's so evil. She wants war with Russia. I mean, just for world peace, isn't it positive that Trump doesn't want war with Russia and doesn't want to back radical Islam?
Yeah, but I don't want to get into a debate on this. I would concede that, but then I could throw out something else where he might be more likely to cause trouble. But I don't want to get into that. That's back into the personality and bickering between, political factions, and I think elections are phony. I think you might not agree with this one, but just think, the establishment, the deep state, they've controlled these elections. We control them overseas. They control them here, too. So whether you had a Romney or an Obama, darn well the policies weren't going to change. You're hopeful. You're keeping your fingers crossed. I hope you're right. I hope things, if a Trump would win, that things would be better. But
no, Dr. Paul, this is why I respect you.
Very, very deep.
You're always honest. No, I agree with you. I came in this morning and I said they're preparing everyone for a Trump loss, even though he's winning. I said to the crew, I said the deep state doesn't want him, and that's why he's good. He's not a Ron Paul, but a Ron Paul's not a Donald Trump. You both have different, attributes. I wish you would become president. I wish he would, and we'll see. But you're right. This election's staged, and they've rigged the whole deal. And I think Donald Trump's right then. You just said it to say it's rigged. Is Donald Trump right on that?
Well, it's been rigged for a long time. My first election was in 1976, and I lost by 100 votes on election
night. And it came out
with
fraud.
Contest, and we found 1,350 votes of absolutely fraudulent votes. We won in the course until it got to the Supreme Court of Texas, and then we won there, and then the next day they threw out one judge and said there was something wrong with him, had a new election, and of course we lost the court contest too. But that's way back then.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're saying the system's been rigged for a long time, and you think it's rigged against Trump because the establishment clearly wants Hillary.
I don't have any evidence of who gets rigging or whatnot, but I just think that because what I have to say will be more of a challenge to you, because I think that some of the policies that Trump has supports may be there because he's been told he has to take certain positions.
Wow. All right. As you're saying, it might be political. Dr. Paul, thank you for the time. Amazing interview. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law.